This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
All right, I'm going to start out today with a Feel Good Friday video of an NFL coach who said something that should open a lot of eyeballs. You may have seen it. If you haven't, you'll see it here. Also, the weaponization of federal law enforcement and the bureaucracy is now complete. You never believe who they're going after now. Well, you will believe it because it's just totally corrupted. That and the January 6th committee blows up its entire narrative yesterday. What a mess. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today with a VPN. Get one from expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. It is a loaded Friday show today. Also, I have major breaking news from an FBI source about something going on at the San Francisco office of the FBI that is probably going to piss you off. There you go. That's quite a tease for you. As I said, today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. You know Biden's infrastructure bill Congress passed? Well, here's something I bet you didn't know about it. In a few years, every car might be required to come up with a safety device that passively monitors you for impaired driving. You like that idea, being watched all the time? Big government wants to control every part of your life and clamp down on your digital freedom. That's why I use ExpressVPN to protect my network from being monitored. Privacy matters. See, your internet provider can keep logs of your internet activity. It includes the sites you visited, how much time you spent on them. ExpressVPN shields your internet activity by rerouting all your network data through their secure encrypted servers. ExpressVPN's kill switch actually protects you. If your VPN connection ever drops, network data is immediately stopped from entering or leaving your device to keep your privacy from being compromised. It's a kill switch that you control. And it only takes one easy tap of a button for ExpressVPN to secure all your devices. Take back your privacy and freedom today at expressvpn.com/Bongino and get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. ExpressVPN.com/Bongino. All right, Joe, it's Friday, so if you would, sir.
It's Friday!
Yes, sir, yeah. It is. You know I love Fridays.
Yes, sir.
Nice little weekend off. Don't miss my Fox show tomorrow night, Unfiltered. I've got another FBI whistleblower with some bombshell allegations about what they did about the January 6th hearing to make it appear that the white supremacist domestic terror threat was larger than it really is. This one's going to bake your bagels. Don't miss that. Tomorrow night, Saturday, 9 p.m. Set your DVR if you can't make it. Yeah, Feel Good Friday first. Come out of the shoot with a good one.
Yeah.
You know Todd Bowles, coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Oh, yeah.
So a white female liberal reporter, I guess infected with wokeism, don't know, decided to ask him a question. Todd Bowles happens to be black. The coach of the team he's playing, Mike Tomlin, happens to be black too. Which again, to conservatives, means squat. We really don't care. We just prefer to judge you based on who you are. Kind of thought that was the whole goal of, you know, tolerance and all that coexist stuff. I don't know. Call me crazy. Todd Bowles' answer is amazing. And if we had more of this in the NFL, maybe a lot of people who left like me would come back. I want you to listen to his answer. Check this out.
You and Mike Tomlin are two of the few black head coaches in the league. I wonder what your relationship is like with them and your thoughts on Steve Wilkes joining that fold.
I have a very good relationship with Tomlin. We don't look at what color we are when we coach against each other. We just know each other. I have a lot of very good white friends that coach in this league as well, and I don't think it's a big deal as far as us being coaching against each other. I think it's normal. Wilkes got an opportunity to do a good job. Hopefully he does it. And we coach ball. We don't look at color.
But you also understand that representation matters too, right? And that when young aspiring coaches or even football players, they see you guys, you know, they see someone that looks like them, maybe grew up like them, that has to mean something.
Well, when you say you see you guys and look like them and grow up like them, it means that we're eyeballs to begin with. And I think the minute you guys stop making a big deal about it, everybody else will as well.
As a white female reporter, Joe, you guys, what do you mean? It's us guys. It's not you guys. Oh, they,
right.
Them. It's just us. Good for you, Todd Bowles. I don't know you. I don't know the guy's politics. I really don't care. I respect what he said, and good for you. More of that. People start tuning back into the NFL. Listen, the ratings are great. I don't doubt that or dispute that. But that's not the point. The point is the ratings could be better, because I know thousands of people, hundreds of people, who just don't watch anymore. Neither do their kids. So it's really disappointing. Don't alienate your customers. Really good job, Todd Bowles. So although I'm sure me saying a nice thing about Todd Bowles will get Todd Bowles negative attention too. That's how sick the world we live in. Some guy you don't know said something nice about you. They disavow him immediately. I've never met him. Doesn't matter.
The kiss of death.
Right, it is. I mean, it's just so pathetic. All right, the weaponization of federal law enforcement is now complete. The most unsurprising, surprising story of the day. The federal bureaucracy is now targeting who? You're like, wait, let me guess. Is there anyone? Joe's like, is there anyone left in the Trump ecosystem that hasn't been falsely investigated? But he's like, no, I'm out of it. Elon Musk, of course.
No.
Of course. Come on, guy. Because Coach Stan used to say, of course, federal authority. I don't know who they are. The SEC or whoever. They're kind of opaque. They suggest it's the SEC. Is now, according to the Washington Examiner here, Twitter says Elon Musk is being investigated by federal authorities over proposed acquisition. Okay, we now live in a de facto Soviet state. We do. That's not open for dispute, libs. Shut your mouths. Sit in a corner. You have no relevant opinion in this at all. That was just your national anthem. We know who you are. Why is Elon Musk being investigated? Elon Musk is being investigated, according to at least the story and others out there who I've spoken to, because Elon Musk is about to buy Twitter and bring it back to a free speech platform. That's why Elon Musk is being investigated. It's really as simple as that. Ladies and gentlemen, all threats will be neutralized. That is the Soviet style. All threats will be neutralized. Anyone daring to speak out against the regime will be investigated immediately. Why are they targeting Elon? Well, they're targeting him because they want to stop free speech on Twitter. And by the way, when I'm hearing from multiple sources, the purge has begun on Twitter. A lot of people's accounts have been attacked in the last few days. Our guy, Cat Turd, this guy, one of the most powerful people on Twitter. You're laughing? Ha ha, Cat Turd. You're laughing. It shows you're a moron. You're not on Twitter. We get the last laugh on that one. Underestimate the power of these accounts at your own peril. There have been multiple attacks. The purge has begun on Twitter. I believe it's happening. I don't know if you guys agree, because they understand Elon's about to take over if he does and buys it and the deal goes through. And the platform is going to be turned, God forbid, into a free speech platform. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take a long time to turn this ship around. This censorship ship. It's going to take a really long time. It's going to take multiple presidential elections. It's going to take attrition at the federal level. We can fix it, but it's going to take a while. Now, the attacks on Elon Musk are outrageous and are growing by the day. This is how crazy the communist, socialist, anti-free speech, corrupted left is. They hate free speech so much. These totalitarian, tyrant fascists, they hate free speech so much. They will do anything to stop people from speaking out on Twitter. Here's the Washington Post chiming in. We have to, Joe, this is the same MO with Trump. Media, federal law enforcement combined, kissing each other's ass in the face, to attack a target they don't like.
Right.
Here's the Washington Post. Musk's appeasement of Putin and China stokes fears of new Twitter policies. You see what they're doing here now? You get it?
Again.
Again. Here we go again. Elon Musk, he's being Russiagated. Elon Musk, he's a Putin guy. God forbid people go to Twitter to speak openly and have an open discourse about Ukraine. Folks, there are people out there exposing real problems in Ukraine. Because Ukraine's under attack by this terrorist Putin doesn't mean there aren't problems in Ukraine that we should address. We're giving them tens of billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in aid. I'm entitled to know where it's going. That aid, my wife said last night, she goes, Dan, you know, if we gave that $47 billion to Fort Myers Beach in Fort Myers, they could rebuild the whole town. It's kind of fair to ask what's going on. Look, here's the tell right here. Here's the tell. He's being Russiagated. And this is all about Ukraine. Washington Post. First, he's given reasons that Elon Musk should be attacked and taken down. First, given opposition to aiding Ukraine among some Republicans, Musk's Twitter takeover and the reinstatement of Trump and some of his allies, here we go, Joe, would spread opposition further and divide the country, threatening Ukraine's backup. Oh, here we go. They give it up every time. Here's the cookies, baby. Here's the cookies. So Elon Musk cannot be allowed to take over Twitter because, God forbid, you're allowed an open discourse on Ukraine and the military industrial complex and everybody out there that's behind you, and you're not allowed to ask any questions. They don't like that. It's right there, folks. Again, every day, you're not wasting your time here. If you want to know what the left is thinking, just ask them. They'll tell you every time. They're too stupid to keep it quiet. All right, moving on. We got a ton of material on a Friday. I don't want to leave any of this. My goal, E, is to get through today's show. We have a really good amount of material. January 6th committee, yesterday, conveniently started up again. Yesterday, something else happened yesterday. You think this timing, just a big coinkydink, by the way. The January 6th committee decides, yes, we're going to get another little roundtable going for a national audience of liberal kooks. No one else is watching this thing. The public now on list of priorities for the election, January 6th, Joe, on a 1 to 100 priorities is 97, I think, on average. Nobody cares. Nobody cares because you guys are liars on the committee. Adam Kinzinger was probably crying yesterday as well. And Liz Cheney, who will have no congressional seat soon, thankfully, is sitting up there pouting like the little child she is, taking daddy's name. Look at me. I'm only important because of my last name. I have no real responsibilities whatsoever. There we go. Every time, baby. Every single. That was good. I thought that's it. Liz Cheney, that is live footage of Liz Cheney right now.
Good call.
So why do you think the January 6th committee yesterday popped up again right before an election? Oh, because it's right before an election. That's one reason. Here's the second reason. A number was going to come out yesterday. The number was the inflation number, the consumer price index.
Oh.
Not the producer price index. That came out the day before, but the consumer price index. You are the consumer. In other words, what you're paying. And it did come out yesterday. So they need a little distraction. That's Spanish for distraction. Actually, it's not. But it's a good word anyway, distraction. Here's what happened yesterday. Here's Rick Santelli, who had a big role in the founding of the Tea Party. Isn't that the guy? I think he's the guy who was like, the Tea Party guy in the beginning, who gave that little rant. Here's Rick Santelli on CNBC about the inflation number. And I want you to pay very close attention to something. He talks about the core number. The core number of the inflation number on the core is when they strip out food and fuel prices. Okay. So it's everything but fuel and food. Why is that important? Because the core number was the highest it's been in 40 years and has gone up. Well, why else is that important? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the overall number went down because it included fuel prices. Fuel prices are going to be going up given the decision by the Saudis and Biden's decision not to pump here. You see my point? If core inflation is going up without fuel prices measured in, and fuel prices are going up and have gone up, next month's number is going to be even worse for the CPI. Here, listen to Santelli.
Year over year, strip out food and energy, also hotter than expectations, up 6.6. That follows 6.3, and 6.6 is a new high. The old high was 6.5 in March. That went back to 1982.
Kind of bad, huh? Now you see why the January 6th committee had pop-up meeting. Remember when you were a kid, Joe, you had gangs and stuff. Time for a meeting.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Meeting lunch. I got my peanut butter and jelly, whatever. Time for a meeting. Now you see why the tent popped up quick and everybody had to jump into a meeting. They needed a distraction. If you're smart and you're reading that, you're like, my gosh, core without measuring fuel went up and fuel's going up now. So that means the overall number and the core could go up next month. Yeah, that's exactly what that means. Need a little distraction. Let's meet and let's have Liz Cheney say she's going to subpoena Donald Trump to show up. Ooh, great idea. There's no chance Donald Trump's actually going to comply with this ridiculous unconstitutional subpoena. But this is the fake phony fraud. Daddy's little girl, Liz Cheney, no real responsibilities or skills at all before daddy's last name gave her a job. Little crying, whiny, pathetic Liz. Oh, look at me. We're going to subpoena Donald Trump. But they inadvertently, during their hearing, blew up their whole narrative. This is great. This is how desperate this pathetic committee is. which the second we take over the House in January, Republicans, knock on wood, don't want to get ahead of my skis here, disband this abomination star chamber immediately. So yesterday they were trying to put out two narratives during their hearing. I'll play a quick cut for you coming up in a second. But the first narrative is Liz Cheney had to subpoena Donald Trump and the committee because they need a distraction from Joe Biden's disaster. And Liz Cheney needs Democrats to win because she's a goon and a hack, okay? She's a Democrat. She's in disguise. So one of the narratives he put out there is, we'll subpoena Trump because he caused this. And it's a national emergency. He needs to be subpoenaed immediately right now. Yet as this Just a News article by John Solomon notes, the January 6th panel boomerang from yesterday. Their hearing undercut two of their talking points. They debunked their own hearing. Here's the one on Donald Trump. He says, first, they belatedly decided to subpoena Donald Trump and act as the committee plans no further hearings and will sunset after Christmas holidays. The compressed timeline makes it difficult to get the former president's side of the story should he decide to testify. You see what he's getting at, John Solomon? You can read this piece of my newsletter today, by the way, Bongino.com/newsletter. You see his point? His point is, Cheney was trying to make the point that it was such an emergency to get Donald Trump to speak because he caused this riot that was an insurrection, Joe, almost overthrew the entire country. It was the danger of the whole, worse than Pearl Harbor.
Oh, no.
And yet it's weird. You guys are done until after the holidays and you waited to the end to subpoena him. It's almost as if you waited before an election on a day with inflation bad news to put out a stupid talking point about a subpoena you know will never be enacted.
Weird.
So it's almost as if Liz Cheney is a phony hack with no real life skills who's just using daddy's last name. It's almost as if that's true. Here's the second point. The first point, Donald Trump, huge emergency. Okay, why'd you wait? The second point, Nancy Pelosi, man, she had no control over this thing and no knowledge whatsoever about the security. So, the Democrats have this narrative that this was this planned insurrection, the worst thing since Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Okay. Well, Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House. Why didn't she direct security up there? Listen, I'm a security guy. It's a fair question. If, the Proud Boys and the MAGA crowd, Joe, and Donald Trump and the White House were planning to overthrow the government, then why didn't Nancy Pelosi, in conjunction with the Sergeant at Arms and the Capitol Police, secure the Capitol? Oh, no, you're not allowed to ask that question. Solomon notes in his piece, second, the committee showed compelling video of Pelosi commanding the security apparatus of the U.S. Capitol complex as it was under siege. He notes the footage clearly contradicts Pelosi's earlier claim she had nothing to do with Capitol security. Again, Joe, weird.
Weird.
The committee's up there. It's totally right. So strange. Donald Trump is a threat to humankind. Okay, why'd you wait till yesterday to subpoena him? The second one, Nancy Pelosi had nothing to do with this. She's free of any blame for the Capitol siege and the insurrection. And yet they played footage yesterday showing Pelosi commanding these Capitol Police people to do stuff. So strange. Want to make it even more strange? Here's this moron committee yesterday. Adam Schiff, one of the dumbest human beings to ever get elected to Congress, not just this Congress or any Congress. Here's Adam Schiff. So Pelosi, who clearly did have a role in the Capitol security plan, she was a speaker, and said she didn't. They also said, oh yeah, this was a planned insurrection and provided evidence yesterday, which is strange because if Pelosi was supposed to be working with the Capitol Police, the Senate Sergeant at Arms and other people to secure the Capitol and had advanced knowledge there was going to be a security problem, it's kind of strange they did nothing about security. You either did nothing because you're stupid or you did nothing because you wanted it to happen. I'm not suggesting the latter. I'm simply suggesting, do you have an option C? You knew there was going to be a siege and an insurrection and you did nothing about it? You're either dumb or you wanted it. You tell me option C. Here's Adam Schiff totally contradicting the narrative that this was some big surprise to Nancy Pelosi, suggesting, no, they had information 10 days out. Check this out.
The Secret Service had advanced information more than 10 days beforehand regarding the Proud Boys planning for January 6th. We know now, of course, that the Proud Boys and others did lead the assault on our Capitol building. On December 31st, agents circulated intelligence reports that President Trump's supporters have proposed a movement to occupy Capitol Hill.
Okay, that sounds really bad, folks. If that is in fact true, then it shouldn't have happened. Should be investigated. Not hard to have like principles and, you know, question things like that, right? Pretty easy stuff. But again, I'm confused. Pelosi clearly has a role in the Capitol security plan, has previously said she didn't. They showed video yesterday showing she did. And then they showed more video showing not only did she have a role in the security plan, but that they allegedly had information 10 days out and did nothing about it. Really strange. Really strange how this January 6th committee keeps imploding on itself. Idiots. They're distracting you from inflation. I'm going to get to that in a minute, too. Some great video from Biden on inflation. The GOP is going to make it worse. That's a good... No one can make it worse. No one can make... We're at 100 on the suck scale. No, if it's a 99 because of the GOP, we're still make it better than you. All right, let me get to my next sponsor and then really what I think is a really astonishing story I got from an FBI whistleblower this morning that I think you need to hear about. It's kind of blew my mind. And we'll talk about it more this weekend on my Fox show as well. Patriot Mobile today. PatriotMobile.com. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds about it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. It's because they take a portion of your bill and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Dan. Special discounts are available for veterans and first responders. Why? Because you deserve it. That's why. Join our movement. Make the switch today. Make a difference tomorrow. PatriotMobile.com/Dan. PatriotMobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Check them out. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Okay. So I got a call. Well, not a call. I got a message from an FBI whistleblower. Not the one we're going to have on my show this weekend, a different one, who gave me some troubling information that we're going to dig into a little bit this weekend on the Fox show and elsewhere. He says that at the San Francisco field office of the FBI, so here, this is kind of a hint for all you journalists out there. If you're interested in like public corruption and that kind of thing, that's a stretch. I know asking journalists to do journalism is really tough. But he said to me that out of the San Francisco office, they are putting together apparently a tag. In other words, a way to gather cases, casework, and investigative tips on election-type misinformation that they're going to be looking into that they can report to social media companies. Now, that may not sound like the biggest bombshell in the world, but oh boy, I want you to listen to what I just said again. We're not talking about now DHS and bureaucrats and CISA and others who are reporting to social media companies asking for information to be taken down. That's obviously a First Amendment violation in and of itself. We're now talking about people, if you listen to my first FBI whistleblower interview on Rumble, part one and part two, we're talking about an entity, the FBI, that is obsessed with intelligence investigations. Why? Because they're not criminal investigations. You never have to shut them down. You never have to go in front of a judge. Essentially, if you're a subject of an FBI intelligence investigation, Armacost, you could have the FBI investigating you for the rest of your damn life.
Oh, crap.
And you'll never hear about it. Sounds bad, because it is. So now, apparently, the FBI, with the guns and the badges and all that, according to this source, is looking at information they don't like on social media and pushing social media companies, you know, with the guns and the badges and all, pushing social media companies to tag and get together this election misinformation. In other words, probably conservative news that Democrats don't like. Folks, this is really getting troubling. I mean, if we weren't at the point of like Paul Revere running down the streets screaming like the redcoats are coming at this point, we should be there soon. This is really, really bad. This is really, really bad. We need a political revolution in this country. No violence. That's leave the left there. That's their thing. That's really, when that's over. We need a political revolution in this country. The FBI absolutely must be disbanded at this point. Did you see this yesterday? The Danchenko trial, Durham, new information coming out of the Durham trial. Again, you know, please, I don't like when the audience gets angry at me for things I don't say. It drives me bananas because the show is for you. I, again, am not suggesting anything is going to come out of any of these trials. There's a good chance Danchenko gets off just like Sussman did, okay? However, the stuff coming out in this trial is really eye-opening. Our buddy Technofog, if you don't have his Substack, you should. Techno is amazing. Technofog does a really good Substack and has great legal analysis. It's covering the Danchenko trial. Again, while we're on this block of FBI corruption, here's what I think we should take from the Durham trial. Durham's a special investigator, as you know, looking into the whole collusion thing and how it started and FBI malfeasance. I heard this said yesterday by Kim Strassel in the Wall Street Journal. I read it, I should say. She made a good point. She's like, listen, regardless of what happens at the Durham trial, and I'm not sure much is going to happen. I just said that. The information Durham is exposing through the FBI agents on the stand, follow me here, Joe, the FBI is just damning. If nothing happens from the Durham trial, at least we're getting an inside peek of just how corrupt, and believe me, I use that word intentionally, just how corrupt the FBI's become. They're under oath now, and he knows the FBI agents on the stand know the whole world is watching. They can't lie. They can't get giglioed. That's when you caught getting lied in the stand. You'll get fired immediately after because you can't testify ever again. You never want to get giglioed ever as a federal agent. Look it up, G-I-G-L-I-O. You get giglioed, you're done. They can't lie. So I don't know what Durham's up to. I'm not really candidly that confident that he's even on our team sometimes. But I can tell you this, the stuff coming out of the FBI is damning. Here's just a couple of tidbits from Techno's piece. This is even worse than we thought. First, Igor Danchenko, the guy actually on trial, who Durham is trying to prosecute for lying to the FBI, Danchenko was one of the sources for the dossier, you know, the PP tape, Trump colluded with Russia. Well, who introduced Danchenko to another dossier source, this guy Dolan, who was a Clinton guy? Well, Techno notes, Dolan was introduced to Danchenko through Fiona Hill in 2016. Remember Fiona Hill? Fiona Hill, she worked in the Trump White House and the Obama White House. She was a foreign policy specialist, but actually, I don't know if she worked there. She worked, definitely worked in the Trump White House. But remember Fiona Hill? Fiona Hill worked at Brookings. Remember Brookings, the alleged think tank, which attacked me last week for speaking openly about the Russia-Ukraine nuclear crisis? Now do you see how they're trying to Russiagate everyone? Elon Musk, me, Trump. Dolan's like, hey, I met Fiona Hill, who was at the Brookings Institution. You see what they do? Think tanks, the federal bureaucracy, and the media are going to Russiagate. You're a Putin stooge. Anybody who speaks out against them. Now do you see how this is, if I may, this is beautifully tied in. Now do you see where the FBI San Francisco threat tag comes into? The FBI San Francisco threat tag that I got a tip on. Anybody who posts anything on social media, the Democrats don't like them. It's national security. We got to go put an intel case. That's a Russia guy. The Russia. They're working on behalf of Russia. You get it? Here's another part of the hearing yesterday Techno covered. So, you know, Danchenko appeared to have been given favorable treatment. And he was a paid CHS, confidential human source. He was an informant. Helsins, another FBI agent who was testifying, said it's typically standard practice that money and compensation is based on the type of information the source gives. Danchenko, however, was paid thousands just to sit down and talk to the FBI. Folks, the corruption here is stunning. I got to move on in a second. I want to play something by Kaylee McEnany. She said on this, but she's right. The corruption here is stunning. So just to sum up, a think tank that hates conservatives connected a bunch of anti-Trump people to feed to Christopher Steele a bunch of lies in a dossier, right? Clear. Secondly, the FBI was paying everyone, their mother, their dogs, the ants in their backyard, everyone to get information on Trump and couldn't come up with anything. They were paying Halper. They were paying Steele. They were paying Danchenko. They were littering money all over the world, begging like thirsty dogs for anything on Donald Trump. Spill the tea, man, spill the tea, and got nothing. Remember, in a free society, we investigate crimes in search of people. In a totalitarian communist society, we investigate people in search of crimes. Gee, sounds like what the FBI was doing. Sounds like what they're doing against you, too. Disband it. Have some balls up there. All right, I want to get to this Kaylee McEnany video yesterday. She summed up this whole trial just beautifully. Because, you know, the Spygate stuff, I get it. I wrote three books on it. It gets super confusing. Kaylee summed it up really simply. This video coming up next, you're going to love it. Let me get to my my next sponsor first. Folks, Policy Genius. We pay hundreds of dollars a year to protect our homes, our cars, even our phones. But too many of us aren't taking steps to protect our families' finances. Mortgage payments, private student loans, other types of debt don't just disappear. Something happens to you. A life insurance policy, I have one, you should get one too, can provide your loved ones with a financial cushion they can use to cover these costs. It can provide you with peace of mind that even in a worst case scenario, they'll be protected. Policy Genius is an insurance marketplace that makes it easy to compare quotes from top companies in one place to find your lowest price on life insurance. You could save 50% or more. That's a lot on life insurance by comparing quotes using Policy Genius. Policy Genius. Options start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. Just click the link in the description here or head to policygenius.com to get personalized quotes in minutes and find the right policy for your needs. The licensed agents at Policy Genius, they work for you, not insurance companies. They're on hand throughout the entire process to help you understand your options so you can make decisions with confidence. Head on over today. Write it down. Policygenius.com. Policygenius.com. To get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. It's important. Policygenius.com. Thanks, Policy Genius. Appreciate you being part of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So here it is. Don't get lost in the deets. You know, I was really simple with this. Basically, think tanks, DC, and the media worked together to frame Donald Trump, and the FBI paid for it. It's that simple. That's what came out yesterday. But Kaylee really sums up, I think, the biggest FBI scandal. They've become just a modern-day corruption machine. Part of this new Soviet style of governing. Kaylee's like, I think the worst part about Kaylee's a lawyer, by the way. She's like, I think the worst part about this whole thing is the FBI paid for information. The information never came. The information on Trump was never verified at all. But that's kind of weird, Joe, because they went into court multiple times in front of a FISA judge and swore. I mean, like swore, like right hand up and everything. I swear. Swore this information was not only true, but had been verified as true.
Weird.
So, a lot of weirds today in the show.
Yeah.
Joe's totally, he's been weirded out three times today. It's just on a Friday. It's a little too much. Here, check out Kaylee. This is the biggest scandal of all. Check it out.
Durham further pressed Auten on over the lack of corroboration justifying that FISA warrant against the Trump campaign in 2016. Durham saying, quote, you and your colleagues took the information and put it in the Carter Page FISA application. You didn't have corroboration from FBI databases, from other intelligence community agencies, or from Christopher Steele, and it still went into a FISA application. The witness answered, correct.
That's guys. Guy, I know you hate this story, so I'm going to ask you because you speak for a lot of the audience, I'm sure. Even you hate this story. Do you not find that a little shocking? Okay, thank you. Even Guy's, I guess. The FBI agent on the stand admits they swore, not once, folks, four times in front of a FISA court, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, a federal judge, swore the information was not only true, but that they verified it as true. You get what I'm saying? It's not that they allege Joe Armacost robbed a bank. It's that they allege they verified it. In other words, they have video, they have a clerk, a fingerprint, DNA. Not only was the information false, it was never verified at all, and they paid people millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands and a million in one case, to be precise, and still couldn't verify it. How are people not in jail over this? That's why I have no faith whatsoever, by the way, anything is going to happen or come out of this. These people should have been locked up a long time ago. It's an open and shut case, folks. You swore in court something was true you knew wasn't. End of story. Folks, they got to distract you, though, kind of tying it all together, the show today. They're trying to distract you, hence the January 6th committee. They're trying to distract you from what I put out on Twitter and True Social last night, and I meant is an absolutely unprecedented level of suck. We have not seen a level of suck come out of the White House, I think, in modern American history. I wasn't alive, obviously, for our early founding in the early years. Andrew Johnson, I'm sure, was no gem in the White House either. But in my lifetime, I've never seen a president as horrendous, as corrupt, as grotesque, as unprofessional. I've never seen anything like this guy, ever, like Joe Biden. So they're distracting you. Here's what I mean. The inflation numbers came out yesterday. I told you I'd get back to it. Here is Joe Biden. And I mean, this guy is just an unrepentant BS artist, a clown in every degree, suggesting in this brief clip here that the inflation that we haven't seen in 40 years since another Democrat was president, Jimmy Carter, that somehow it's going to get worse under Republicans. I mean, if this isn't BS gaslighting, then I don't know how to describe it. Check this out.
Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
Is it? Is it really that simple? Because it's kind of strange. When you took office, inflation was 1.2% annualized. Inflation now is running at 8.2, 8.4, and in prior months, 9%. And core inflation is the worst it's been since another Democrat was in charge, Jimmy Carter. Kind of strange how the GOP did that. I'm alive 47 years. The last time we saw inflation this bad, there was another Democrat, and you're worse than him. Folks, this guy's a clown. Not only is he a clown, he's corrupt. He used his drug-addicted son to take money from foreign entities, selling his last name and his influence. There's never been a more corrupt, grotesque human being in the White House. We should have listened to Obama. Obama, yeah, Obama, when he said, don't underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. I think a lot of people underestimated how awful the level of suck was going to be when this guy got in the White House. The guy's a clown, but a clown who's destroying your life every second he sits in the White House. Here's his chief propagandist on the economy, Brian Deese, him and Jared Bernstein, two buffoons. We just had this ridiculous inflation number pop yesterday. And here's Brian Deese. Even, folks, you know it's bad when even CNN is like, bro, you just telling people things aren't as bad here as they are around the world doesn't make the crap situation here sound better. You got to listen. Even CNN's had enough of this guy. But I want you to pay attention first. Forget the CNN point for a second. I really post this for a different reason. He tries to make a point about healthcare costs. Like, look what we're doing. We did this thing in the Inflation Reduction Act to reduce healthcare. Yeah, but he never doesn't tell you how. That's the key. Here's what I mean. Take a look at this clip.
Healthcare, for example, was one of the places where prices you saw in this report increasing because of the policies that we've put in place. Healthcare premiums are going to come down for 13 million Americans. We're going to bring prescription drugs prices down by allowing Medicare to negotiate for better prescription drug costs. And we're going to cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors in Medicare at $2,000. In addition, we've put in place policies that will bring down energy costs and energy bills for American families in the coming months. So these are policies that are going to make a difference. as we keep bringing these prices down, and it will continue to be our focus.
So you look at core inflation at 6.6%, that's stripping out food and energy. And Brian, just telling Americans that things aren't as bad here as they are around the world really isn't a reassuring statement at this point.
Folks, when you've lost CNN, I don't know, you know, what else to tell you. I mean, you the level of suck is so bad that even CNN or people are like, hey, bro, like your BS is just not, you're crushing Americans' wallets. And by the way, just so you understand, I'd like to give you little tidbits for arguing with your leftist friends. I'm sorry, but you're the foot soldiers in the debate wars out there. When your leftist friends say inflation's a global problem, say, yes, absolutely. You're making my point, not yours. Everybody around the globe is doing the same thing we're doing here in the United States, printing and spending money they don't have. And that's where inflation is the worst. And it's even worse here than it is there. The countries around the world that have balanced budgets and are not printing money don't have inflation. You don't think that's weird? You understand, folks? They're not making their point. They're making yours. It's happening around the world. That's like saying liberals were elected in every country around the world and crime exploded. Therefore, crime's not a problem because it's happening around the world. Huh?
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
what was his name in Ghostbusters? Oh. I mean, Bill Murray, but what was his name? Do you know his name? Well, Guy don't know. He's like 20-something years old. Well, 30. He has no idea. He wasn't even alive when that came out. Yeah, you got to look that up. What was Bill Murray's name in Ghostbusters? Yeah. So listen, he's not only lying about all this other stuff, he's lying about the healthcare stuff. He's saying, oh, this Inflation Reduction Act, and also we're going to control healthcare costs, therefore it's going to reduce inflation. Okay, how? What he fails to mention are two things. The control of healthcare costs was because the Treasury implemented an unconstitutional family glitch update. The long and short of it is, they're just pushing more people off private insurance into Obamacare. You know what the cost of that's going to be? $45 billion in taxpayer money. That's even assuming your healthcare costs go down because of it. Secondly, they put price controls on drugs. Oh, well, Dan, that sounds like a great idea. The government's going to control prices. Where's that worked? The answer is nowhere, ever. If price controls work, why not just price control everything? The answer is the government can't control prices. It's determined by supply and demand. When you try to control prices, what happens? You get increased demand because you're artificially lowering a price. You get decreased supply because nobody's going to sell anything at an artificially decreased price because they'll lose money. You get black markets and you get really crappy products if forced to produce something at a loss. Period. End of story. You're going to get crappy drugs, no drugs, and you're going to get increased demand for drugs that aren't there. I mean, why not just price control everything? Also, by the way, they're lying about inflation. James Freeman, The Wall Street Journal, great piece. Highly recommend. Biden's deceptions and inflation. As for Biden's, well, inflation would be worse under the GOP. Really? We had a GOP president. His name was Trump. Yes, Donald Trump. Didn't that? Long time ago. Donald Trump. And yet the strange thing was when Donald Trump was in charge and he was with the GOP, Grand Old Party, inflation was 1.2%. As James Freeman notes, 7 full percentage points below the current rate. It's going to be worse under the GOP. Wow, that's strange because it was 7 points lower under the GOP. And as for Biden's claim, well, the economy was so bad when I came into office, we had to print all this money to give to people that led to inflation. Yeah, Freeman debunks that too. She says Biden insisted on enacting a massive spending increase based on his false claim that the U.S. economy was in shambles and need of emergency federal intervention when he took office. Freeman notes, listen to this. Well, that was never true. In the first quarter of 2021, when Biden took office, the economy was humming along at a 6.3% annual growth rate. Following, he says, pretty good, you're damn right. This was following Joe an explosive 35.3% growth rate in the third quarter of 2020 after the shutdowns ended. And then a solid economic growth rate of nearly 4% in the quarter before he took office. The growth rate is now negative, 2 quarters in a row. Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, is full of crap. He's always been full of crap. He is the single most corrupt individual to ever enter the White House. I'm just going to show you how this all this stuff is going to impact you in a second, too. And would you guys not agree? the single biggest debate flub I have ever seen by a Democrat in my entire life. I've seen a lot of debate flubs. You got to hear this video. Angie Craig, Minnesota. Yeah, this is good. Stay, I'm not trying to unnecessarily tease it. I hate that. You know, it's on my bag. I'm just telling this is good. Stay tuned. What? Peter Venkman. Yes. No, is he Venkman? Bill Murray? Are you sure he was Venkman? I don't know. Is this going to be good? It's what it says online. All right, I got to go with that. I know there was Venkman, but I thought that was the other guy. Could be wrong. Pop culture is not my bag. Hey, when you get your Helix mattress, you'll be obsessed with it like me. I have the Midnight Lux mattress. I love it. I slept like a baby last night. That's why I'm so energetic this morning. 2 hours and 12 minutes of deep sleep last night. That's a lot. Helix mattresses are quick. They're fun to unbox. You're going to love it. You won't believe how well you'll sleep. You'll wake up feeling nice, rested, and refreshed. You'll feel nice. Helix Sleep, they have a quick quiz. This is how they do it. The quiz matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you, not for someone else. Because everyone's unique, and Helix knows that. They have several different mattress models to choose from. The mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free, super simple. You don't have to go to a mattress store again. Here's how you get a Helix mattress. It's H-E-L-I-X. You go to helixsleep.com/Dan. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They can pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. Seriously, folks, the mattress is super comfortable. For a limited time, Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders. And there's more. Yes, there's more. Two free pillows, too, for listeners to this program. It's your best offer yet. Don't wait. Head on over to helixsleep.com/Dan. All right, I'm committed to getting through all this. Just quickly, all of this is going to start to filter down into the mortgage market, too. Mortgage rates hit 6.92, effectively 7% yesterday, 20-year high. That is going to dump so many people out of the housing market, folks. If we don't get a hold of this inflation soon, that's going to get a whole lot worse. Here's a video I was talking about. Boy, I mean, folks, there are screw-ups in debates, and then there are screw-ups in debates. Here is Minnesota Representative Angie Craig, a Democrat, who knows, maybe speaking the truth in one of the greatest debate flop flubs I've ever heard in my life. Here's her approach to Big Pharma and representing her constituents. Check this out.
I will never stop standing up for Big Pharma and standing against my constituents.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, if that's not a three monthly, we haven't had... I mean, listen, folks, to put that in context, we haven't had a three monthly. I'm serious. Joe is very, very, he's very careful about the monthlies at all, which I appreciate. It's not funny if we, by the way, thanks to the listeners who sent me the monthly soda.
Yeah.
And the monthly doll. Guy has the monthly doll. Here, throw him over. Here we go. Sorry, I got butter fingers. Here's the monthly doll. Thanks you to the monthly stuffy. Three monthlies is almost unheard of. In the history of the show, there's probably only been like three or four.
I don't know.
How many lumps you want for those who used to watch cartoons? I don't know. Three or four Pete Puma. Folks, that's bad. I'm going to keep working for Big Pharma and against my constituents. She's a Democrat, so she may actually not be kidding. All right, I got to move on. I'm going to spend a lot of time. That's just kind of funny comic relief on a Friday. We started out with Feel Good Friday. We'll end with some other stuff. A Bloomberg article you need to read. It's in my newsletter. Seriously. Bongino.com/newsletter. Go today. It's free. Please read this article. It's at Bloomberg. Read it anyway. I have been warning you over and over and over again about zero-click spyware. What is zero-click spyware? You don't have to click on anything. They send you a link to your phone. That's it. Whether you click on it or not, doesn't even matter. And their phone, your phone, is now their phone. The camera, the microphone, the geolocating, your emails, all theirs, baby. This stuff is everywhere. This article is about Pegasus, what I told you about before. That's the program. Here's how it works. It's called a zero-click attack. It places spyware on your phone without even tricking a user into doing anything, such as clicking on a link. It's a technique governments have utilized to target their opponents on a greater scale and for a longer duration than previously known, according to new research. Folks, read this article. Your phone, if you are a prominent public figure, you have to just, I'm dead serious, just assume you have a microphone and a camera and a geolocator on you at all times. Just assume it at this point. Here's how it works on Apple phones, by the way. The zero-click attacks leverage security vulnerabilities in Apple devices, in some cases sending an iMessage that would force the phone to connect to a malicious website without user engagement, meaning it doesn't matter if you clicked on it. Folks, this is really bad. It is serious. He says it's pretty serious. You're damn right. Keep your eye on this. We will be doing this on my Fox show, not this weekend, probably next weekend, but we've been on this story now for almost a year.
Yep.
Assume you've been hacked. A couple quick news things and we'll get to questions. Kanye West canceled by a bank. Of course, Kanye West, regardless if you agree or disagree with what he says, the whole essence of free speech is you're willing to defend speech you don't like. You don't need to defend speech you do like because you'd support it. And you wouldn't need to defend it, right? Well, he was canceled by another bank. Folks, I'm putting out a public offer to Kanye West now on my show. We can help you. Also, I can help you too if you are processing credit cards. You are looking for financial alternatives to processing credit cards. You are looking for banks. Go to paralleleconomy.com. That is our site. I'm sorry, I hate to plug stuff. It sounds kind of lame, but it's not. It's my mission. It's not a money thing. It's a principle thing. Paralleleconomy.com. Kanye, we can help you. And I just read my business partner, who's been actively engaged in this endeavor with me, just sent me another article, just came over. It's a Fox Business article. Chase Bank allegedly shutters bank account of a religious freedom nonprofit and demands their donor list. Closed the bank account of a religious freedom. The National Committee for Religious Freedom, NCRF. I am speaking to you now, as well as Kanye and others. Paralleleconomy.com. We can and will help you. Up to you. No pressure here, obviously. Paralleleconomy.com. Get away from them, folks. They're going to cancel you eventually. Finally, New York Post. People are fighting back. You know, BlackRock, Larry Fink, they love Chinese Communist Party. They're trying to destroy the country with the ESG crap. Well, good news. Republican treasurers are taking out $1 billion from BlackRock over these environmental social justice investments. Good for you, fellas. I like to see this effort picking up. Yeah, it's happening, folks. See, change is happening. You know, I was listening to Rush yesterday in this little clip they have on Fox News running about their new book where he says, listen, we're never giving up on America. You know, it's funny. When I say it, people yell at me. They say, you're too optimistic. It's over. You know, Rush had a lot more credibility than I do with the audience, not because what we said was any different or the message, but he was with them 30 years. I understand that. It takes time to build trust. I'm telling you, echoing Rush's message. We're going to fix this. I'm absolutely sure of it. We're going to fix it. We've always fixed it. It's happening. Okay, time for questions for Dan. All right. Hey, Dan, love the economics part of the show. How can the stock market swing 1,500 points on a report, the inflation report, that was worse than expected and in a bear market? Well, for a number of reasons. Reason number one is I think they thought inflation may be worse than it really was. And second, because they thought inflation was going to be worse than it really was, I think they thought the Fed was then going to maybe go from a 0.75 point to a 0.25 point hike, which would make money more expensive, which would make more companies basically go out of business because the cost of financing the companies would be too strong. I hope that made sense. I've explained this. It's very counterintuitive, but sorry. That's really all about interest rates. Hey, Dan, can you remember a time during the span of your podcast where you had trouble finding content to cover? Thanks for fighting a good fight. A. Brian 5. Gee, do you know what I'm thinking here? Joe, what am I thinking? Tell me. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. I did not rehearse this with him in advance. I intentionally took this question to see if Gee, Joe, and Jim, who listen sometimes to the radio station, do you remember the Joe Rogan being banned by Spotify story?
Yes.
What was it, like 7-8 months ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember how much there was nothing. There was nothing going on. Putin hadn't invaded Ukraine. Inflation was bad, but hadn't really exploded totally yet. There were no, like, people weren't really heated up on the political season. There was this month-long period where we were sitting here every morning like, what the hell are we going to talk about? The Aura Ring?
Yeah.
Should put that. We had nothing. Folks, there was nothing. And the fact that, and believe me, it showed. The audience, we have like our P1s and people hang around, but we were down like 5-10%. There was just nothing to talk about at all. We talked about Joe Rogan like every day
for
3 weeks because there was nothing else to talk about. So yes, it's a great question. I love that question. At airplane driver. Hey, Dan, is it too far-fetched to think Delaney and Natasha Bertrand and the like are not useful idiots and they're actually just direct employees or assets or one or more of our intelligence agencies? Honestly, I see that as really highly unlikely because they get, they don't need the money, you know? You know what I'm saying? They get paid well by their outlets. And by the way, they don't really want it. They're ideological leftists who just want to advance the deep state agenda. So whether they're, I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but whether they're paid assets or not, they are assets to the deep state. You get what I'm saying? Good question. At CGO underscore status man. Hey, Dan, we know you're long on America. I am. But will there ever be a point when you decide you can no longer be a public figure? You know, I thought long and hard about this question. So I put this in there because I don't want, you know, you never want to tell someone, you know, you're not running for office again, especially if you're not a lame duck, because then what happens? You lose all your power, right? So, no, I'm serious. So you never want to tell people like, hey, I'm going to exit stage left at some point, because you figure then maybe they're not going to continue to listen. Maybe they'll be like, I better stick with someone who's going to hang around. Does that make sense? But that's not fair to you because you're my audience and I'm your host. And this is a symbiosis here. And I owe you everything. You owe me nothing. Yeah. Yeah, I talk about it a lot. I have never, ever, I know a lot of people say this and don't mean it in kind of a humble brag. It's really meant to say, look, I'm really popular and I'm so tired of it. Because, you know, that I've never really been comfortable as a public figure. I'm not. I work out of a studio with just two. Guy was telling me the other day, like, don't you find it incredible? We have this huge podcast and the team is really just three of us, Paula, Joe, and Guy. Like, that's it. That's the whole team. We have a fan on a cardboard box there. We have one camera, a TV screen. That's it. This whole show and two soundboards.
Four. Yeah.
And a Muttley doll. Yeah. And me, but the Justin. Yeah. Yeah. And intern Justin when he's around, when he's out. But this is not some, this show is a minimalist show because the content is all to us that matters. We don't do anything fancy here ever. But, I like it that way because I don't like being in public. And if you've ever met me in public at CPAC or at a convention, I was at a party the other night for a friend, 40th birthday party. You'll know that I am not comfortable around people in public. Trust me when I tell you, if you ever meet me, you'll catch it right away. I'm just not. So I think about it all the time. How do I exit stage left? But I think the country needs the show. So that's why I stay. Hey, Dan, L. Daniel 633. Sorry for that answer. It was long, but that question meant a lot. Limbaugh, you always caution listeners, do not panic. I'll tell you when to panic. Do you think he would tell us to panic with the road this country's been placed on? No, that's why I kind of opened the segment the way I did. I don't even think we're close to panic. I really don't. You know when we were close to panic? When Hitler was blitzing England. And the world was potentially going to be under the rule of a Nazi murderer savage. We're not even close. The nuclear thing has me worried, but we're not there yet. It's panic time. Believe me, I'll tell you too. Slade V. Hey, Dan, if we don't let athletes bet on games they influence, why do we allow congressmen to invest in companies they regulate? No idea. Dumbest thing ever. Couldn't agree with you more. Blind trust or nothing? Good question. Hey, Dan, at Gidge, have you ever been bleeped on your radio show or a live TV hit? They have no capability on live TV to bleep you unless they cut off the interview. So this is the latter, no. The former, yes, I have been bleeped on my own radio show. I was talking with Congressman Chip Roy from Texas, who I adore. Me and him both had the same type of cancer, so we're kind of friends outside of the political space. So we talked to each other a little differently. And while I was on the radio show, I was really tired that day interviewing him. I kid you not, I kind of forgot we were on live radio. So I was like, oh yeah, that guy's just a bull. Well, you can't say it. Jim, the producer, luckily caught it, hit the dump button, which dumped 7 seconds of the interview. So yes, I have been bleeped on my own radio. Not on TV though. They can't do that. I said BS on TV, the actual word, multiple times.
I've heard it.
Hey, I know you heard it a couple of times. Hey, Dan, at Nanny D, Tulsi Gabbard said the Democrat Party at JFK doesn't exist anymore. I've often said if he was alive now, he'd be a Republican. Wondering if you agree. Nanny D, Joe and I have said this for 8 years, that JFK, if he was alive today, I have zero doubt, would be considered a moderate Republican. It was JFK who said that, ironically, marginal tax rates are too high and government revenue is too low. JFK said that. Reagan thought it, but he didn't say it. He said it in other ways. That was a JFK quote. All right, thanks again for tuning in. Please don't miss my show tomorrow night on Fox, Unfiltered, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Please set your DVR, FBI whistleblower, with some January 6th info. You're only going to hear on my show. It's an exclusive interview. Check it out. I'll see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard Dan Bongino.